Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 5th anniversary. This is Austin Theory, and you're listening to WrestleCast Radio all day.
Hey, hello to all my friends of WrestleCast Radio. This is Flip Gordon, and I'm very excited to introduce you to one of my favorite wrestling radio shows.
Hey, what's up, guys, from WrestleCast Radio. This is Humberto Carrillo, WWE Superstar.
You are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
El Latino está en la casa, baby. Welcome to WrestleCast Radio.
Hello there. This is the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay, coming from you live from the Tokyo Dome in Japan. And you are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
What's going on? This is the man of the hour, Leo Rush, the 24-year-old piece of gold himself, and you are officially listening to WrestleCast Radio.
Get down, get down. Oh, shit. Time to get down, y'all. Time to get down, get funky. With your boy, Two Cold Scorpio. Get ready to open up this show live right here on the WrestleCast Radio. That's right. So if y'all already don't know, now you know. This is your boy Tuco, and I'm ready to get funky. So everybody out there, turn it up. Let's do this.
This is WrestleCast Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and it is night 7, concluded earlier this afternoon, late last evening, I guess. What am I talking about? A very, very fun night of wrestling. What I will say is it was predictable, but when I say predictable, I mean it in a good way, because you needed to set up these matches for the show that's going to start in just a couple of hours. So you kind of had to go that route. Sorry. Excuse me. Let me get to that. So, 100% need to be honest with this. There was 2 tag matches. I didn't take any notes of them. One of them I wish I would have. The other, I'm glad I didn't. And the final 2 matches of the show, I didn't take notes on as well. And I kind of regret it, because I'm not going to be able to really give you the best notes. But I just really wanted to sit and watch the matches, and I apologize for that reason. But I wanted to just invest and enjoy. But with that being said, match ratings for the spoiler-free edition for anybody who's listening, just to find out my thoughts before I give the results. Akitoshi Saito and Stallion Rogers against Yoshiki Inamura and Kai Fujimura, I did not watch. Kano Anthony Green, I went 3.25. Masaki Tamiya, Kenya Okada, I went 3. Hideki Suzuki and El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr., I went 2.5. Masakatsu Funaki versus Jack Morris, I went 2.75. Atsushi Kotoga, Seki Yoshioka, and Alpha Wolf against Yohei Alejandro and Dragon Bane, I went 4 stars. It ruled. Kazuyuki Fujita and Masaki Mochizuki, I went 2.25. Once again, kind of some struggles here. Kaito Kiyomiya, Takashi Sugera, went 3.5. Goshi Ozaki, Masato Tanaka, went 4. And Katsuyuki Nakajima, Satoshi Kojima, went 4. So that is your spoiler-free edition. With that being said, let's get to the results here. Kano Anthony Green, good back and forth to start, with Green picking up the pace at the top. Tope Suicida right away on the floor. Cadeau begins to pound him with kicks, but misses and kicks the ring post. We now see Green begin to work on the right leg of Cadeau. Green goes for his 180 springboard, but misses. Cadeau shoves him to the side. Cadeau now works Green over a bit in the corner before Green starts to come back. Throws a chop that stuns Cadeau, who rifles back a kick that drops Green on the one knee. They now begin a back-and-forth exchange with Green blocking the kicks and landing huge rights. Big, big rights he was throwing. Off the rope, Green holds, sends Cadeau over the top. Now both are fighting on the apron. Thrust kick to the face by Cadeau. Super kick by Green. Then an STO by Green onto the apron. Very good spot. Green back in. Now this time he does hit the 180 splash. Cadeau though back to his feet. Hits a nice counter and lands a running penalty kick. Cadeau now with a big chest kick but sells the knees. Green fights back throw. Cadeau takes back over and hits a double knee into the buckle fall with a body slam. Cadeau heads to the middle rope, misses his double knees drop. Green gets to his feet and hits a flipping back suplex. You basically think of Nakamura, where he's doing a back suplex and flip him out of their gut. An odd-looking Guru Magakari by Anthony Green. Why can't they even call their name? On Dragon Gate does the Guru Magakari. Guru Magakari. It starts with a K. I keep thinking Gigetsu. That's not it. It doesn't matter. Goes for Boston Crab. Green then goes for Butterfly with Cadeau counters. Pele kick. Green with a hook kick and bolts are down. Cadeau runs off the buckle, but Green gives him a schoolboy to the bottom turnbuckle. Shoots him back to his feet. Cadeau counters, puts him in a choke, and then Green has to tap from the choke. I don't know why I can't think of the damn dude in Dragon Gate saying that he's the Guru Magakari. It's going to bother me all night. Starts with a K. I can't think of his damn name. Now I have to look at this. Now I need to go on to Cage Match and just type in Dragon Gate. Because it's going to bother the hell out of me. Next up we had Masahito Miyata taking on Kenny Okada. Last time I saw these two have a one-on-one match, 2019, January 3rd or 2nd, whatever it was. We were at the Tokyo Dome at Korakuen Hall, and we watched Kenny Okada get speared and go, "Dump!" So disgusting. Kaito Nagano debuting for Dragon Gate. That's tight. Finally getting, I shouldn't say finally, but we're getting some more of the young guys in there. D-Courage, Madoka Kakua. Yeah, I forgot Madoka Kakua's work in those. Really? I cannot. Yoshiki Kato's working these shows now. He's part of high-end Kagetora. Why could I not think of Kagetora's name? That was a waste of time, but I'm glad I figured. Masakita be a Kenny Okada three stars. Kind of comes in hard with two big kicks in the face. Kidby with an early attack after that, but Okada gets back on again. He begins to get some early kicks attack again at the end, showing the fire that they hoped and Tristan's putting in this tournament. Kidby, though, is just so powerful. Hits a body slam to Okada, then a nice dragon screw. Kidby gets countered, though, as Okada puts on an octopus hold. Kidby is too strong as he hip tosses him out of it, then smokes him with a lariat. Okada, though, with more kicks and a nice gourd buster. Okada rolls up Kidby up from the prison lock. Kicks caught by Kidami, who now goes for the prison lock again, but he eats a kick to the face. It's time to break it up. Okada gets in it again, but this time he slaps his way out of it. Three times the prison lock's broke. Kidami drops him on his knees on the mat, though. Charges in, hits a huge lariat. Okada ducks back roll. Kidami, though, gets right back up, puts him in a stretch muffler, and Okada taps, getting the victory to Masa Kidami. Hideki Suzuki, he holds up Dr. Wagner Jr. with 2.5. Matt works to start as normal. Finally, they get to their feet. Wagner has a nice drop kick and a middle rope arm drag. Now chops in the corner. So Suzuki, European by Suzuki now, but a front drop kick by Wagner. Wagner charges for a toe, but Suzuki throws him in the face on the dive, hurting his own elbow. Suzuki tosses him in with a full Nelson now. But Wagner manages to charge, lands a lariat, and then hits the play of the day. Ends the gurry to Suzuki, and then a toe suicide on the floor. Suzuki is now hanging Wagner over the top rope with a neck lock. Suzuki counters, holds the shoulders down from doing that, gets a bridge on him, and gets the win. 2.5, as I said, Suzuki gets the W. These ones, like I said, I didn't have a lot to write about because I just wasn't into some of these matches, but everything made sense. It was what should have been done. Masakatsu Funaki versus Jack Morris, 2 3/4, all ground orientated. Funaki shooting on him the whole time, but it has been good. Morris finally gets the attack, going, hits an elbow into the buckle and works on his arm a bit. Goes for a tiger driver, but Funaki counters and takes back over with a huge set of kicks. Chicken wing now by Funaki, but it gets countered, TKO by Jack Morris after some slaps. Funaki with a roll through and some extra kicks. And then he hits a huge tombstone out of nowhere out of Jack Morris to get the 3 count. Didn't expect that anywhere. As I said, the junior tag on 4 stars. Go out of your way to watch that, people. I won't spoil it. It was really fun. Kazuki Fujita, Masaki Mochizuki. Went 2 1/4. Mochi with a big leg kick. Starving off Fujita locks and a half crab. The two now begin to work the mat. Eight back to the feet as Ironhead begins forearms in the face. Mochi, though, pulls his leg out and slides out of the ring and puts him in a figure four on the ring post. Back in the ring now, Mochi starts throwing kicks to Fujita. Mochi shoots on Fujita, but he counters and misses. But Mochi hits a forearm. But Fujita catches him and hits a powerbomb out of the corner. Mochizuki with a leg sweep and then hits a sliding palm strike. Back and forth, they continue to go. And then out of nowhere, Fujita hits a punt kick to the face of Masaki Mochizuki. Gets the victory over just like that. Once again, 2 1/4 was not good. Kiyomiya Sugera, 3 1/2. They set off quick with Kiyomiya on the attack. Sugera backs him into the ropes for a clean break. Sugera gets him down and locks a standing heel hook, drops an elbow and begins to work on the knee now. Kiyomiya skins the cat and dumps Sugera. Sugera dumps Kiyomiya, though, into the railing, and then he throws him back in, locks in a deep chin lock. Kiyomiya throws some body shoulder blocks now as he's got Sugera in the corner. The two go back and forth with suplex attempts, but Sugera throws him off. Big missile dropkick, though, by Kiyomiya after that. Standing dropkick as well, though, by Kaito Kiyomiya. Flips over to the top. Sugera moves and lands on the apron, but Sugera lariats his legs out. He drops on the apron. He then pulls him off the apron after removing the mats on the floor and hits a neckbreaker on the concrete where the mats were there, the exposed floor. More back and forth as the two go upstairs, and Sugera hits a stalling vertical suplex on the top. 2 count, but he goes into a choke again. Kiyomiya now trying to stay up, throwing forearms, but receipts are in hand. Spear this time by Sugera. Kiyomiya now goes for a tiger suplex, but eats a D-lift by Sugera on the way in. Then a running knee puts him down. Out of nowhere, a German by Kiyomiya. Then he hits a step-up knee, and then he throws in a shiny wizard, a second, a third, a fourth, and after the fourth, Kaito Kiyomiya gets the victory. 3 1/2 stars for me on that one. Last two matches, Go Shiozaki Masato Tanaka. Shiozaki wins with the Gohan Lariat, 4 stars. Nakajima beats Kojima with a vertical spike, 4 stars. I'm saying that as I don't want to give two matches away that were really good. And I know some people are going to say, well, we only went 4. That's fine because of what they needed. The customer didn't need anything better than that. You know, if you were talking to that point of it, we needed to see the right guy win and give us a good enough match where we enjoyed it. So as the consumer, they were fun. They were great. 4-star matches. I'm not going to spoil them. I'm going to leave them untalked about. I want you guys to look at it. Give it a watch. They're fun, I promise. Coming up in a couple hours is night 8, the final 8 of the N1 victory. It's a show that truly has a lot going in on it. A lot of who really, I mean, we can almost pick it as we go here if you really want to break it down. Night 28, if we pull up the standings, we have Kano and Fujita. Kano at 9, Fujita at 8. Fujita beats him, he gets to 10, he leads the block. Go Shiozaki, Hideki Suzuki. Suzuki has 9, Shiozaki has 8. Shiozaki wins that match even at 10. Fujita has the tiebreaker, and Fujita gets the win. So that changes that one. Tanaka is at 6. Dr. Wagner's at 4. So that doesn't matter. Mochizuki's at 2, and Green is 2. So right there, we basically have 4 people left in the A block that are eligible. Anything could happen. I'm not going to get my teeth bent on it today because I'll be here tomorrow to see what ends up happening. Then your B block. This is a really wild situation. Kitty O'Connor's at zero. Jack Morris is at four. But if you look at Sugera, Kojima, Nakajima, and Kiyomiya are all at eight. Masaki Tamiya and Masakatsu Funaki are both at six. It's a really weird situation we're in. Kiyomiya takes on Kojima. Right there, one of them is going to get to 10. Presumably, he's going to win. Nakajima, Kenny Okada. You could have Kenny Okada get his first and only win of the tournament, upsetting Nakajima, stopping Nakajima from winning the tournament. Funaki, Sugera. I think Funaki is going to beat Sugera. It puts them both at 8 points, and it gives Sugera his next opponent on Fortnite. So I think that's the way to move. And then Masaki Tamiya and Jack Morris really doesn't matter. Tamiya can get to 8, but it's not going to matter if anyone gets to 10 beforehand. But those are the blocks. Those are the last nights. It's going to be a hell of a run. As I said last week, we have more guests coming in as the playoffs really start expanding. Once we seed ours, I guess you could say, or get through this quarter. But a lot of fun to be had. I'm excited. A couple hours from now, we're going to get night 8, the final 8 of the N1. And I'm going to try to stick it out with y'all as long as I possibly can. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow night talking Pro Wrestling Noah, Dragon Gate, and their horrific booking angles in NXT, having people make sculptures of their face. It's atrocious. That being said, though, appreciate y'all. We will see you in probably 24 hours as we break down the final light of the S1 Grand Prix. You have a good one.